Now, of course, this is my first time ever covering this particular artist, but of course, it's the notorious Mass Effect, so you have to get into the artist that notoriously is impacting the masses, as Silent Opens Up has a phenomenal hit on his hands to the point where he has increased to the point where he has the seventh most popular music video on YouTube. And as far as deep dive into this particular artist, I came to find out that this man doesn't have any albums. Now, of course, I guess you don't have to have an album if you're an artist that just started, but he's been in the game since 2020 and he's been pretty active. So it's safe to say that his first album, capitalizing off of the success of the single, which is very popular, mind you, I mean, it's the number one song in Indonesia and it's not even close. 11 million plays and the closest is at 8. And this track doesn't seem like it's slowing down anytime soon. So that being said, this specific track, as far as on DSPs, the first version of Tabola Bale, hopefully I'm pronouncing that right, probably not, came out June 26th of this particular year. Now, there's been multiple versions since then. There's been the June 26th version. I already said that, June 26th. Let me see, June 26th. Okay, so yeah, it's the pink version, blue version. Literally it's just different colors. The green version, not gonna lie to you, I don't even know how this is legal, but somehow they did this. So I'm trying to see if there's like anything different. It's literally the same. Oh, never mind, I'm tripping. Okay, so the first version is with Jackson Zeron, Juan Reza, Diva Aurel, and Gua Funky. And then the second version is with Jackson, Juwan, Diva, and then DJ Papa. Okay, so DJ Papa is the one who made it different that time.
You guys, see, that's the problem.
And then, of course, the third version, you have Papa on Dung. Hopefully I'm saying that right. So going from DJ Papa to Papa on Dung for the third version. And then for the fourth version, you have a whole EP. Oh, is this a whole album? What in the world? Yo, this is a whole 22-track album of the same track in an hour and 35 minutes. Now, at first, I would reiterate my point of how is this legal, but it makes sense. He has the Furman mix, the Vel mix, the Risky mix, the Akbar mix, the Bangalos mix, the Andro mix, the Didit mix, the Dicta mix, the Elark mix, the Eric mix, Phase mix, Habel Beast mix, Hans mix, Lopez mix, Maka mix, Alondra's mix, Ricky mix, West mix again, but it's the second one, two time, Jonas mix, and then finally VK mix.
But then, you know what I'm saying, I was like, damn, look at the state of hip-hop, like, what's going on?
Now, at first glance, as an Indonesia artist, some would not think that he's incorporating rap like he is, but actually he is known for blending traditional Indonesia dance music with modern pop and rap. Safe to say, other genres have started to figure out that hip hop and other type of genres have been implementing genres outside of them in a very notorious way. I think other genres such as K-pop, such as Latin music, are starting to figure out how people are using their sauce in their own music. And now they're starting to return that type of a process in music making pattern, right? So with this Indonesia artist incorporating a lot of rap into his music, it's very interesting. So anyways, as far as a 22-track mix from his Tabola Bale, right? He made a whole EP with just one track, and it's literally still under singles and EP. I don't even know how that's possible. July 27th, came out with the mix, MF mix, just in case y'all got it twisted, right? And then, of course, last but definitely not least, is his latest release, August 4th, 2025. It's the Vinsky Josiah Sihaloho mix. And ultimately, looking at the music video, you can kind of tell this man doesn't have a marketing team. And it's not a bad thing. I'm just putting it out blatantly as far as, you know, showcasing how even if you're an independent artist, which I'm just at this point, if you look at his credits, let's just go to it. Yep, says his name. Silent Opens Up. This is a complete independent artist, literally achieving a very impressive feat of having the seventh most played music video in the world. So when it comes to Silent Open Up, I would assume his next step is getting with a Sony, a Warner, or a UMG, as far as specifically him being in Indonesia. Hopefully he gets somebody in his corner that won't put him in the 360 deal, but actually give him the tools to broaden his appeal with future releases. Because now that you got one, it's all about capitalizing off of that. And we're going to see how he does that in the foreseeable future. Because if you don't know, this month, there's been a feature live at Indonesia's 80th Independence Day celebration as far as a Merdeka Palace. And as far as cultural significance, they've had a lot to celebrate in Indonesia. So now, with this particular track ringing off in this month, let's see if you can keep the momentum aside from the remixes. Let's see if you can get somebody in your corner that can maybe give you, you know, a little bit, a better marketing strategy, just a little bit, besides going to the remix every time. Remix is like old reliable, I ain't gonna lie. Numbers down, another remix, another one, another one. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was DJ Khaled for a second. But anyways, yeah, shout out to Silent Open Up. All jokes aside, this is a very impressive feat, especially being an independent artist to have the 7th most popular music video on YouTube. And ultimately, when it comes to this crossing over globally, I do believe that partnering with a major label or somebody who has your best interests at heart, which is hard to find in the music industry. That's why people just sign to a major label. Well, I think that's going to be the next foreseeable step. So that being said, click my link tree in my bio. Let me know on one of my social medias. What do you think about Silent Opens Up and his latest track, Tabola Bale? And if you've listened to it or if you haven't heard of Silent, what's his name again? Silent Opens Up, will you be giving him a listen?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.